Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, I'm Reverend Dr. Shelley Best, and I want to welcome you to a special edition of Rich Answers. In an effort to follow public health guidelines, we are producing this program from our homes. The sound quality may be a bit different, but it is our hope you will find the music and meditation at the end to be a blessing to your soul.
People says all around, go underground, young man. When the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure. We will be sure.
To the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war is not over, victory isn't won, but we'll fight.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. War is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh,
glory,
glory. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Hey, hey.
If you ever need
listening to a special edition of Rich Answers, recorded remotely during this time of the coronavirus. It is our prayer you remain encouraged and healthy in the midst of those you love. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear God, you know there is so much going on in our lives and our world every day that we are prone to become distracted. We wake up in the morning with our eyes on you, and then competing internal conversations consume us. What will I wear? What time is it? What day is it? What do I need to do? Lord, you know that by the time we get to the end of the day, distractions have caused us to move away from our focus in you. Give us focused faith. Now let the words of this mouth and the meditations of this heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Our scripture lesson this day comes from the book of Luke, chapter 9, verses 57 through 62, and I'll be reading from the New International Version of the scripture, and it reads, "As they were on their way, a man said to Jesus, 'I will follow you wherever you go.' Jesus said to him, 'Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay down and rest.' He said to another man, 'Follow me.' But that man said, 'Sir, first let me go back and bury my father.' Jesus answered, 'Let the dead bury their own dead. You go and proclaim the kingdom of God.' Someone else said, 'I will follow you, sir, but first let me go and say goodbye to my family.' Jesus said to him, 'Anyone who starts to plow and then keeps looking back is of no use for the kingdom of God.' The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God." With this in mind, the title of the message is simply this: Focused Faith. Focused Faith. Or said another way, keep your eye on the prize. Keep your eye on the prize. If the Spirit of the Lord were to tell you today that you only have 1 year to live, how might you order your time? What would be most important? What would you hold on to, and what would you let go of? And if the Spirit of the Lord were to tell you that you only have 6 months to live, how might you order your time? How would you occupy your days? And if you found out you only had 90 days to live, how would you organize your life and time? Who would you spend time with, and what would be your priority? If you found out you only had 30 days to live, how then might you organize your time? Who would you spend time with? If you found out you only had a week to live, how would you organize your time? How would you spend time? And who would you spend time with? What would be most important? If you found out you only had 1 day to live, how would you organize that day? Who would you spend time with? If you found out you only had 1 hour to live, how would you organize your time? Who would you call? If the Spirit of the Lord told you you only had 1 minute to live, what would be most important? And if you found out through the Spirit of the Lord that you only had one breath to live, what would be most important? A few months ago, I was involved in a guided meditation that took me through that exercise. The process made me narrow my focus and think about the priorities of my life. It made me realize that without a doubt, I do live for the Lord and my life is devoted to God, but it also made me see how so many of my days and hours are lived in the midst of distraction when I need to live with more focused faith. In a recent article in Psychology Today, it discussed how phrases such as distracted driving or distracted learning have become familiar. We all know about the car accidents caused by a teen or adult who is texting. Many people are talking about problems with those behaviors. However, you may not hear much about the crisis called distracted living. This is where you miss out on much of your life because you generally aren't paying attention, or your attention is so torn in so many directions that you really don't focus on anything. What have you really been focused on in the pandemic? Where has the time gone? Last week, I was socially distancing with a friend on my deck, and as I sat out there, I realized the chill in the air, that the dog days of summer have passed by, and I had to ask myself, where did the summer go? Well, if the truth be told, I've been focused on other critical things and did not fully embrace my summer days. The sheer volume of information that we are exposed to these days can attack all of our senses. While the age of information may have made us better connected and informed, it also has made our lives more rushed and hectic and distracted. Research is now proving that the brain is not quite coping with the amount of information we receive, and our ability to disconnect from the outside and be present in the moment is actually decreasing. Dr. Adam Gosley is a neuroscientist and expert on brain limitations and the impact on our perception of the environment. He says that the interferences of our life can negatively affect our ability to focus and be fully present in the moment, causing us to live with a distracted mind and a distracted life, where the days and years go by without us being fully present in it. Now, if that is the case of our physical life, imagine the impact on our soul life. Without a doubt, especially in times like these, we need focused faith. Jesus knew this to be true. In our text, we have examples of the daily grind of living. People want to follow Jesus, but life is full of distractions. The first man said, "Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go." But Jesus knew the brother and said, "Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay down and rest." With that, that man drifted away. He wanted faith, but he was more interested in having a place to lie down. Jesus invited the next man to follow him, and that man wanted to go, but he had to bury his father. Jesus said to him, "You, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And the man wanted to go, but death came before life, so he drifted away. Another said, "Sir, I will follow you, but first let me say goodbye to my family." And with this, Jesus said a curious thing. "Anyone who starts to plow and keeps looking back is of no use for the kingdom of God." So that man with good intention drifted away. Each one of the individuals drifted because of distracted lives, because they needed focus, faith. Let's take a moment and pay particular attention to how Jesus summed up this distracted life. He said, "Anyone who starts to plow and then keeps looking back is of no use for the kingdom of God." To plow is to have an assignment and a responsibility. To plow is to do the work today that will result in a harvest tomorrow. To plow is to have repetitive, sometimes boring tasks that you have to stick with in order to get results. To plow is to have the discipline needed to focus your life. You will focus on major things instead of majoring in minor things. So how are you spending your days? Are you focused? Is your shoulder to the plow, or are you distracted by looking back at what you are missing? A story is told about a prophet who needed to get a message of transformation to a woman stuck in the muck and mire of her life. He said, "You, my child, have visions of the kingdom of God and eternal life, but you are living your life as if hell is enough." The woman was stunned. "How can you say that to me?" He said, "I say it because I see the fruit of your living. Hell is when the person you are right now meets God just as you are, and God shows you who you could have been if you only had focused faith." People of God, make the most of your years and months and days and hours and minutes and focus your faith. Keep your eye on the prize of salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
There's a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their. Give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. There's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all. And he says, love me for a heart that will love him,
Long for child that will give him their all, give it all. He wants it all.
into this building. You brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today. That when you leave here, you won't be the same. So you tell me you've been to your physician. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and oh, your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your brokenness.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch it, heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to feed your needs, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my
broken. He has mended.
give me your healing, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All things will work together for the good of them that love the Lord, called according to his purpose. Thank you, Lord. Receive the touch from me. I'll stand and wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Because you said you strengthened my heart.
I have received.
Oh, 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 I have received.
I have received.
Is there anybody in here can reach a hand to heaven right where you are? Come on and tell them.
Even though I'm in it for a while,
still
I smile.
want you to be happy, but then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you smiling.
Special edition of Rich Answers. In the weeks ahead, we encourage you to reach out to me through Facebook and Instagram. I'm Reverend Dr. Shelley Best, President and CEO of the Conference of Churches. God bless you.